everyone, welcome back. We're in a silly, goofy mood. Kind of cracked out.
Let's talk about the cafe hydrate before caffeine. Let's talk about that. Let's just get into it.
I'm doing that right now.
How?
I have a bunch of alarms set on my phone right now for things throughout the day to start, stop, don't do this now.
Oh boy.
Don't do it anymore.
Habits.
What's that?
Habits.
Yeah. So like I wake up at 5. That's not an alarm. My Whoop vibrates. At 6:30, I get an alarm, have some coffee now. Then at 11, don't have any more coffee or any caffeine. Then at 3, no more food. Then at 7, no more liquids. And then at 9, no more blue lights.
Mm.
Alarms all day just firing at me.
Interesting.
Wait, I have a few questions.
Yep.
Question number one, 3 p.m., no more food. You're done with food for the day?
Well, now I'm reverse intermittent fasting.
Okay. You're doing on the early side.
Yeah, and I'm eating a shit ton of food first.
Okay.
I'm going backwards.
How do you
know?
Feel?
I mean, you know, early days, but I feel good. But also mix in with a lot of different foreign substances, which also make me feel good most of the time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right.
No, but yeah, it's good. It's been good. Besides the fucking soreness I can't get rid of from Tony.
I think the reduction of caffeine is going to make you feel better.
I'm mostly, it's the sleep is the thing I need the help with.
I think that's going to make you sleep better.
Yeah.
Like you drink an exorbitant amount of coffee.
Yeah.
I think
your sleep routine?
There's no way it's not going to be better.
My sleep routine is I try to get to sleep by 10. And then usually my dog wakes me up at 3:30 and we go. Away we go.
Wow, so you're looking at 5 and 8, less than 6.
Yeah.
What's the – and the 3:30 is – that's what she does? That's her program time?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a thing. But I don't know. There's nothing I'm going to be able to do about that. But I usually go back to sleep for a little bit after that.
Okay.
So.
And then 5, you're up. Oh,
yeah.
Adam.
Usually, yep.
I still struggle with popping up right away. Like my dogs, my alarms usually anywhere between 5 and 5:30. Like I have different ones depending, like on nights like tonight, like when I get home a little bit later, I'll put the 5:30 alarm on instead of the 5, give myself an extra half hour. The dogs are either chirping like right then, but I get up, I let the dogs out, and then I usually go back upstairs like for a little while. But like what I dream about doing is like drinking that big tall glass of water, you know, and then half hour to 45 minutes or however much longer is fucking do the coffee. Like it's hard. I my faculties, like I'm not burning, you know what I mean?
We gotta like set some alarms.
Like, yeah, but it's not even that. Like, there's, like, a whole process of, like, my body needs time. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to, you know, there's all kinds of things to where, like, I don't know. Like,
the only thing we're
I don't
saying
like
is,
to rush myself. That's a big part of it.
The only
like,
thing we're saying is don't drink coffee right away. Do all those other things still, but just don't drink coffee.
But don't you think going back upstairs, that rushes you a little bit?
The going back upstairs, I think, is the chief problem to everything.
Yeah, because then you're left with less time to actually relax.
That's exactly the thing. But we're talking about this is a lifelong struggle. Like
I struggle with that now too.
I've been an early riser my whole life. I wake up early, and as soon as I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. It could be fucking 5:15, and as soon as I get past that first like wave of like I'm up, I'm fucking the most annoying person at 5:15. We could talk about every single detail of life right then and there. But that initial window, it's hard to get. I've not been successful. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I mean, try something else.
What do I try?
To not go back to sleep.
Yeah, but how?
I mean, just use some willpower.
You need an accountability buddy. You got to text us and be like, I'm up.
You know what I did the other day, which I was thinking about maybe like doing as like a social media thing? Like I made myself a coffee and I put my Sonos on in my kitchen because I have a Sonos like right there. And I threw some music on and I made like a little video. I had my music going. And then
was that your Spanish music?
That was my Spanish music, yeah.
Wepa.
And like I had a great, it was a good vibe. You know what I mean? I thought like maybe I should just get into the habit of immediately turning the music on every morning.
Yeah. You got to do like Jocko does, you know, post a picture of your watch or whatever.
Yeah.
Just let everyone know that you're better than everybody. That's what gets me out of that. Honestly, I don't care how messed up that is. That does get me out of bed.
You think that's it? Like, you know, like fucking like.
There's part of my brain that's like the amount of people that are still sleeping right now.
Yep.
Is insane. Gen Pop. Losers.
Wait, Gen are Pop. You saying that like the inspirational morning posts like make you think that they're better than you? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you just said?
No, I'm using it as a motivational thing. Like to get me out of bed in the morning, like when I get up, I'm like, oh my God, I am the 1%.
Right.
Megan's a fucking savage who like hides behind like.
No, my brain, like I'll post on Instagram, like the grass is always greener where you water it. And I mean that as well. I literally just posted that on Instagram, but I also mean like, don't be a baby, get up. And I'm a very much guilty of being a baby.
No, Megan's a sleeper savage. She's trying. She's playing I'm the trying. Game of like, I'll make, you know, I'll make a charcuterie board and I'll fucking knit you a sweater, but she'll also fucking pull your heart out.
Well, I mean, as much as like that is a thing where people like, I don't need to see every moment of everybody's day and all of those things. And then, you know, there are some people who probably be like, you know, oh, they're just posting it because you think you're better. You don't know what it's like.
Using it as an accountability mechanism, I think, is good.
I think it's amazing.
Well, but also, too, it's like.
I've never done that.
I know that, like, from people that message me that it is inspirational sometimes when you post those things, you know? And especially if you can do it consistency. So it's like you're creating the accountability for yourself for that, but you're also creating the accountability when you don't do it. People will message me and be like, yo, you're right. Is everything okay? Haven't heard from you in a little while, you know, which is cool.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
So am I starting a content series, bachata and lattes? 5 a.m.
21 days of bachata.
I did. I purchased a paper habit tracker. It's right in this desk that I fill out every morning where I check off if I did a habit. That's a new thing I'm working on.
Interesting.
This is the episode where people are like, fuck these people. They're fucking nerds. I hate them.
And that's fine, but I feel motivated already.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, one day we will rule you all and fucking you'll be fucking slaves.
Yeah, maybe.
In the basement, tomorrow I'll in the be basement up, of my
being
castle.
A janitor at 6 a.m.
Can we see a card? Like, what's on the card? Like a blank one. You have to show us money you did.
What card?
Hold it up.
What,
to
my habit thing? I'll show you what it looks like.
What she was just talking about.
Hold on. This?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, so I only started it the other day. So there's some blank spaces.
All right.
You're wondering what some of my habits are. Movement, 90 ounces of water, pre-6:15 wake up, 70 grams of protein.
Not bad.
That's a hard one for this. Yeah. Coffee at home, so I don't buy coffee out.
Smart. I got, you know what? I'm going to do it again right now. I keep reminding my wife to give you the recipe for the thing because that chia pudding will get you to your protein goals.
Yeah, please send it to me. I've been eating cottage cheese for breakfast, and that's a lot of protein, but a lot of dairy.
All right, so, you know, new quarter, new habit tracker. Love to hear it.
That's it. You know, it's April. It's the birth month. I like a nice reset on a birthday.
Birth. Couple days.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fucking so nice outside right now. There's definitely somebody getting pregnant at this moment.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, this is like, this is the weather for like fornicating.
An afternoon
job. Yeah, this is when the Scorpios are being born. Scorpios and the Sagittarius.
You're a Scorpio now, right?
No, I'm an Aries. I'm saying if you're conceiving
right
at
now?
This moment, you're making the later year babies.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I we might have talked about that on one of these shows. I think it was the lunchroom, actually. Like, you ever think about, like, 9 months back from your birthday, what was going on? Like, was it Dad's birthday? Was it Happy New Year? What was going on? You know?
Whoa. I know.
It's kind of gross.
Fourth of Jaloons.
Oh, yeah. The fireworks, right?
Yeah, they said patriotism.
Yes. They named you fucking Martha Washington, you know?
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's something weird that I was talking about with my mom the other day. So I am turning the age that my mom was when she had me.
Ooh.
And she was like, that's a very weird, because I'm the oldest. So like, that's a weird phenomenon as a parent, is like, now I have a kid who was my age when I had said kid. And like, I'm nowhere near having a kid.
And
so it's just weird times.
Mercury might be in retrograde at the same time.
Probably.
I was thinking about
that. I don't
even
know what
that means. So I was at the, like, the rehab center that my mom is in. It's also a nursing home, so the people that are there all the time. And somebody was 83, you know, like it was, or the woman was telling me that she was 83 years old, the woman who's there. And my mom is 63. So I thought about the fact that that woman is 20 years older than my mom, and she's there. And then she's not, my mom's not going to stay there, but, you know, like, she's 20 years older. I will be 63 at the time that my mom is 83.
Ooh.
That's fucking crazy.
That's really weird.
That's insane to think about.
My dad is like 30 something years older than me.
Cool.
It's weird.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, it's the thinking about, like, you know,
death.
Older people and like what they were like at your age is blows my mind sometimes. You know, were they drinking kava back then? You know,
no, they were drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes.
They were drinking fucking tab.
Yeah, tab. That's amazing.
You know what tab is?
No.
It's like a diet soda.
Oh, it's like Dr. Pepper before Dr. Pepper.
Is it? I thought it was just diet soda.
I might be diet, but I feel like it's Dr. Pepperish. My son fucking went to the supermarket with my wife the other day, came back with like fucking 36 poppy cases. And he's like, yeah, man, this is the new soda. This is the weekday soda. So that we, because you know, we talk a lot about like healthy stuff. And he's like,
I mean, 3 cases, you're pushing the limits of healthy.
No, I mean,
and I was dying because I'm like, Jesse doesn't even know that that's like $35 of soda that you sent me in the picture.
Well, all right. So this is the same kid who we're going to New York City for his 10th birthday is in 2 weeks. And we're going to the city for a couple of days. And he's like, Dad, like, I'm sure we're going to find some stuff to do. But all I know is that, like, we're going to have to blow a couple grand at restaurants. And he said it just like that. Blow a couple grand. So,
all right. Maybe work on that. Maybe just tone that down at each time.
Yeah, how about a Lego set?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's, you know, take it easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a Viola. So there's a gene in there for excess and you know, extraness. We gotta work on it, you know? We gotta temper it.
What's his favorite flavor of poppy?
He was drinking the like the Dr. Pepper one. It's called like Dr. Pop or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pop.
He liked that one. I like the one that you told me about, the strawberry lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I also tried the cherry limeade, which was okay. Mm. Not as good.
They just came out with lemon lime.
Saw that.
Brand new.
Interesting.
There's so many things out there that you could buy. You know?
Yeah, there is. There is.
There's so many brands and so many, like, you know, like, how does something catch on like that? Like those two soda brands. What happened? How did it happen?
I don't know, but it's so great.
And Olipop, I think Olipop I might like better than Poppy.
I might have to agree with you, but I do have a Poppy sweatsuit that I won in their giveaway in transit to me. So I'm kind of biased.
Let's see, you're part of the team now?
She's a brand ambassador.
Wow.
I might be.
Can you wear it on
one
of these shows?
What does it look like?
Yeah. It is a neon pink full sweatsuit.
Are you going to fucking take a pic and like post that up?
I am going to be so obnoxious with this damn sweatsuit on. I don't even think you understand. There were almost 20,000 comments and I won Moodboard Meg. And they gave one to my best friend Liv, because I tagged her in the giveaway. So cool. Now the two of us are just fucking trotting around in these hot pink sweatsuits.
So you're all the branded. You're the only person that won out of the whole thing?
I think 10.
Okay, people. No, they did. They won. 20 people won.
All right, however, still.
That's still a great ratio. I'm not a math girl, but I know those odds are not great.
I like it. So, I like it.
Thank yeah, you.
20 so people. Tuned. So it was 10 people and then the people person that they commented.
Correct. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Imagine I tagged you in it, John.
Thank
you. The two of us just have hot pink sweatsuits.
Yeah, you guys got a 3X poppy sweatsuit.
It's literally the whole thing's pink. I'm so excited.
I like sweatsuits. Sweatsuits are cool.
Is it like zip up?
No.
No, zip up's the only ones that aren't cool.
It's pullover.
Yeah, no hood. Crew neck.
It's kind of like.
With the pants, sweatpants that cinch at the bottom.
Wow.
When you say cinch at the bottom, you mean like.
Yeah, like what do you call that?
Like not a wide leg sweatpant. Yeah, not a jogger.
Not like a jogger.
Classic sweatpant. A sweatpant.
Yeah, a regular sweatpant.
Yeah.
Nanny sweats.
Sweatpant or sweatpants?
You guys just wait until I have that thing on my
body. No, wide leg sweatpants are a no-go. Like people trying to bring that back, got to send it back to where it came from.
Sweatpant is a no-go for me.
Sweatpant?
A nice sweatpant's nice. Like joggers, a nice pair of joggers are nice. No?
No.
Yeah, you've never been that guy.
Can't do it.
You only do gens?
Only. Or, you know, pant.
But I won't, like, I'm, like, very rare. Like, to me, like, sweatpants are for the gym. Mm. Sweatpants are for, like, Sundays in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Sweatpants are to sleep in. Sweatpants are not, like, Monday.
Sleep in a sweatpant?
Yeah, if it's cold.
I see like a man out. I mean, this is going to be very judgy, and I don't mean it to be.
Do it. He's being fucking judgy. Like, just let your judgment
I see
fly.
A man out in public in a sweatpant, and I'm like, give me your card back. You know, like, don't do that. Just don't do it.
A pair of sweatpants and like sweatpants and a pair of Hey Dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Don't come for Dennis McCarthy's brand. No, that Dennis man loves a sweatpant. And
Dennis
a Hey
McCarthy
Dude.
Is impervious to these comments because he's a fucking player. He's a king. He gets a pass.
So, John, you're telling me Sunday you're running to get a poppy at the store. You're in jeans always.
Yeah, always.
Or are you in a short?
Yeah, short ever? Sometimes, but just not
like athletic
sweatpants.
Athletic shorts.
Maybe, yeah, sometimes. But I don't know. It's just sweatpants is a bad connotation to me. It's like, I don't know. I feel like people that wear sweatpants are smelly, also a little bit.
I know what you mean by you that. Know? I know what you mean by that. Like I don't like you're not wrong, but I do like a nice pair of sweatpants.
Yeah, it is.
It's got to be done right.
Everybody likes different things.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're
different
right.
strokes for different folks.
I don't really like shorts too much.
See, that's one I'm a big fan of.
Like, I like shorts for, like, for working out at the gym. I like shorts if you're going swimming. But I don't like the same thing, like going out in shorts. Very rarely do I do that.
I like the look of shorts if you have like the right type of leg with shoes.
Yeah, I know what you
mean.
You
know? Like it just looks good. It's like slimming almost, you know?
I like a short on a man. A short with a bare leg with no socks.
Shoes. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to see your socks.
No, you can't. But that's a thing too. The kids these days, they do. I know.
See, it depends. It depends. Like athletic short, like you're going to the gym, I like the socks.
Well, no, I agree. But I'm talking like we're going to dinner.
Yeah. See,
I don't want to see any sock.
To me, like shorts at dinner.
Those are wet.
Absolute no-go. I can't do it.
Not on a beachy vibe?
No. Can't
well, if
do
you're
it.
Going to blow a couple grand, different story.
I'll blow a couple grand in my bathing suit. But
there's a line. There's like a line of restaurants where it's like you can't wear shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a girl. I wouldn't be wearing shorts at dinner either way.
Shorts on girls is weird too.
Like you hate like shorts. You don't like jean shorts on girls?
No.
I mean,
I would argue
depends
that is
kind of
the worst
I prefer
thing
no
to
pants
buy
on
as a girl.
Jean shorts?
No pants, did you just say?
Yeah. I prefer bottomless, actually. Say that again.
Jean shorts as a woman are the worst
Why?
Thing to purchase. Horrendous to find the right length, to find the right, you have to fit your waist, your legs, you know, it's tricky.
I mean, but you know, if you got a good pair of jean shorts and you're fucking rocking a, you know, fatty banger on you, you know, it's fucking, it's good. You know, there are people out there that are appreciating that, you know,
I think there's
like, them.
What about like the like cutoff shorts with the pockets hanging out the bottom as a girl? Kind of sexy.
Definitely.
You know?
Oh, girls, man.
And flip-flops with feet. You know?
I don't like
flip-flops. I hate a flip-flop.
I don't like flip-flops either. Don't like them.
I don't mind them. Don't mind them.
I acknowledge the utility of them and how they're comfortable and they get the job done. I don't like the way that they look.
You just got to know what works for you and that's it.
Yeah.
And
no, the truth going. Is
you got to wear what you feel comfortable.
The truth is you got to not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Confidence, yeah. You know, that's what looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was so sweet.
Yeah. What else is going on? You all right?
Yeah. Great, actually.
What are you drinking? Is that water in your cup?
Yeah, some form of water. Oh, I haven't even taken a sip yet.
Is it weed water?
Yeah, it was the last one. Sorry. I asked you if you wanted to split half of it with me, and you didn't answer, and then I just drank the whole thing.
You asked me that in your mind?
No, I said it out loud, and you didn't respond. Then I was like, oh, I guess he doesn't want it.
I had a conversation with you in my brain.
He's like, you guess he want any? Oh, nope, guess he didn't answer.
I was like, yeah, it was one weed water. Was
no, but I didn't. I got to go to soccer practice tonight, so I'm fucking...
Okay, how's that going? How's that journey?
It's going. It's kind of weird. I always feel really uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel like I belong.
Confidence.
Yeah, but my confidence is there all the time.
Except for when you're a parent?
Yeah, there's just like certain situations like where like I'm not like because I know this is going to sound dicky, but like, you know, I feel like I'm a student of the human condition and like and I can just see things coming from a mile away. And like I know how people get and they all of a sudden like start talking about shit and like going to places that you don't want to go. It's like I'm here. I want to watch my son play soccer. I want him to do good. I don't want to talk about politics with you. I don't want to talk about why the price of things are too high. I don't want to, you know, talk about, you know, who's doing what in their backyard this summer. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that. Mm. And, like, you get hit with a lot of that kind of stuff, you know? People start hitting you with all kinds of, like, and I don't want to do that. I want to do it.
Something I realize that's, like, a middle ground that you could go for is, like, I'm always very interested in what people do for a living, you know? Mm. Like, I don't want to talk about the family thing, like you said, or, like, you know, all that material shit. But like I find like myself asking a lot of like genuine questions about what people do for a living, regardless of what it is.
So you're a business networker is what you know? Mean.
Oh, I'm interested. You know, I wanna know. What are you doing? What are you know
do you enjoy it? How'd you get there?
How are you transacting? You know? How many years have you been hiding in the bathroom at fucking, you know, JP Morgan? Something like that.
Do you guys have a lead generation strategy? You leverage LinkedIn or not?
No.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
That's where I'm at.
Slow play.
All the time. Yeah, so it's been a thing, you know? It's been a
thing. Do you know the soccer rules now?
A little bit, you know.
What's his position?
Getting there. He's been playing center mid.
Mm. See, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I know either. The general sport, but
it's too early. He doesn't really you know, it's his first year. Like, well, last year he played like on an intramural team. This year he's on the travel team, and like the travel team is pretty serious. There's like a bunch of like kids who have like, you know, their parents gave them a soccer ball when they were born, like some Salvadorian kids to where like they, you know, their team sports are Revolution and soccer, and like that's what they do. And they're right. Like, and he's not at that level, but he's, you know, he's fast and he runs and he's into it. And
At that age, too, it's also like you're just trying to – it's almost more discipline than anything
else. Another thing that I knew that I was getting into that I'm afraid of, and I'm sure a lot of people will get mad at me about this, is the level of seriousness that the parents and the coaches and everybody are taking this, like with 7 and 8-year-olds, to me is wild. Like it's outside of the realm of things that like I mean, I'm all for like really funny situation to where like, and I had just drank a weed water and I was not in the right spirits. But like this little tiny Spanish guy, he's talking to me in Spanish and he's like, and this guy's like 4'7".
Maradona?
Yeah. And he was like, I used to play soccer and my brother-in-law is on the fucking Red Bulls. And like, he's just talking, he's talking a mile a minute. And he's like, I just want to let you know. That, you know, if I have to yell at your son, I'm going to yell at your son.
Like, he's the coach?
No, he's just a dad. And
it's fucking crazy.
And I'm, you know, in my mind, I'm like, all right, okay. And I said to him, sure, you know, if you got to yell at him, you know, as long as it's something that fucking, you know, as long as it's something that I'd yell at him for, I'm good with it. And
I think that's okay, you know, like from a coaching standpoint, you know, or from even from like, you know, but like, what is he going to yell at him about? Well, you know, just that's really the thing.
But it's just a funny way, like how he brought it. You know what I mean? Yeah, like funny way how he like got into the conversation. And he was very like, you know, I tell all the dads, like the fucking like this fucking Mighty Mouse over here who's fucking letting everybody know. And I'm just like, you know, I'm going with the flow because what am I going to say? You know what I mean? And it's just interesting how like intense these people are
over it.
And my thing is like, I never played fucking team sports. I never did any of that shit. My thing is like, I just want them to develop a skill set, to develop some grit so that they, you know how to fucking deal with adversity, be physical. I don't care about anything.
Work with other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a healthy balance to it because I'm also not the participation award person.
No,
like you gotta learn some shit, so it's like finding the middle ground.
You just better be careful when he yells at my son, because you know I'm violent.
The most important thing too at that age is like, you say you want to do it, you start, you're gonna finish. That's it.
Yes.
My brother, you know, him and his kid are like big into lacrosse, and he's like, it's amazing, you know, we'll start off the season with like 16 kids, we lose 4 week 2, you know. We lose like another, you know, 5 throughout the year. And I'm like, how could you do that? You know, like you're setting such a bad precedent there, you know, you got to finish.
Yeah, it's learning to show up for yourself, for other people.
Finish what you start.
Discipline.
Mm.
Well, there's a whole level of like how like the teams, the coaches, like what I think there's not a lot of, I think you probably have some like people that are like really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you see a kid who's not immediately athletic and they deprioritize those kids.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those kids who probably can be taught and trained how to be better.
Yeah.
But they're not given the chance because the coaches want to build teams that are going to win.
Sure.
And they're like, you know, they're living vicariously their dream of like, you know, making it to the fucking, you know, to whatever sport they played when they were in fucking college.
Yeah.
And like, they're trying to create this like hyper competitive. And I feel like a lot of kids don't get the attention that they need in order to, like, because like.
No, especially if there's like one coach too.
Yeah. Yep.
And all those kids, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. And the reality is that, you know, all of you guys are going to have to go get a fucking job anyway. So fucking have some fun with this thing.
Yeah, it's what it's about. Fun, oranges, you know, orange slices, Gatorades.
Orange slices?
Yeah, that used to be the thing. Soccer mom.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. See, I mean, I'm so far out of this world. It's not even, I'm so far out.
Yeah, the game's over. Who's having orange slices and Gatorade at the end of the game every single time?
I'll be good at that. I'm not sporty Spice, but I could do that.
You can handle the orange slices in the poppy jumpsuit.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's like they do, like, at this age, too, they're trying to shake out, like, the stratification of who's part of the travel team. Yeah. Those are the best of the best, and, you know, it's like, it's too much.
It is.
Too much.
It's, who knows? What I am pretty at this point, like I finished it and it's a strong recommendation and I think you both would like it. Three Body Problem on Netflix. It's the creators of Game of Thrones, the two guys that created Game of Thrones, the showrunners. It's a whole bunch of actors that are from Game of Thrones and it's fucking amazing. And the same guy who did the music is the guy who does the music for it.
Hmm.
What is it about?
It starts off like in 1966 in China, and this woman who's a physicist figures out how to communicate with an alien species that's like out there in the fucking galaxy. And then it fast forwards into modern day, and that they have the technology that they've used. And then it's like these 5 physicists who are like younger, and they're all graduated from Oxford in England. and like they're all caught up in like this web, and it's fucking it's next level. It's amazing. Hmm. It's really cool. It's amazing.
I haven't heard a single thing about that, so that's cool.
Three Body Problem.
It's on Netflix.
It's right? on Netflix. It's yeah. fucking okay. dope.
I saw it.
I'm gonna try to convince him to watch an episode.
Big. What? Big.
Big.
Okay. Okay. Weed water.
No, I didn't drink any.
Big time.
I know you didn't.
I'm just
you
naturally
didn't get invited.
I'm
you just... weren't asked, actually.
No, I did ask. You just didn't hear me.
I'm kidding.
Woo!
Now we got to re up.
On the weed waters?
I'm thinking about maybe stopping the weed because it doesn't. It doesn't fucking. It doesn't relax me. It just fucking cranks me up and then gets me paranoid.
You're off the substances.
Yeah, I think I've gotten substantially better at drinking alcohol. I think I've like finally matured, and I can do it better than I've been able to do it. Like I can, I've gotten better at like sipping it slow over longer periods of time, and then obviously, you know, you can't. I think it's all about environment too. Like when you're in a situation where like, all right, let's go out to drink just for this. You know what I mean? Like the whole. Let's meet up with people you haven't seen in 20 years and fucking at a bar. Like, you know, you're destined for trouble in that scenario.
Yeah, it's bad news.
But going out to dinner, having a few drinks or like having a few drinks in my house and smoking a cigar, like I can do that. It's enjoyable. It's good. It's all it needs to be.
That's it. You got
it. And it really affects how you feel the next day. Without like if I have two cocktails in a good setting, go to bed at a good hour.
You're good.
It's like the best thing ever.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, not that bad.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to figure out what works for you, you know?
That's right.
Flip yeah, but it's like it's, getting high is great, but it's very contextual. I think because drinking alcohol is getting high. It's the same fucking thing. I love getting high. Love it more than anything, but it's very contextual.
Well, it's the same exact thing as what you just said.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the setting and which setting works for you.
Yep.
Could be all day, all the time, if you will, if you're into it, you know, and you just got to fucking... keep moving.
No, I mean, the best kind is like when you strap into the rocket and you go fucking to outer space, you know? But that's
I don't know that I would agree with that. I actually think it's the opposite of that because that part is where the real paranoia sets in. It's the same thing as getting really fucked up on alcohol.
Gypsy is the best.
If you can just, you know, stay at a level.
55 mph.
For a long period of time.
Yeah.
That's
relaxed.
The best. Yeah.
I've just never really experienced a lot of that in my life.
It's the same thing as what you just said, though. You know, it's the same thing.
But you're getting better at that, so that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2.5 milligrams is the number.
I think 2.5 might be my jam.
I think they have those, too.
2.5 might be my jam because the 5 hits me hard. It hits me hard.
People are different, too. And like people I talk to, they're like, oh, my God, it's nothing. You know, like I do 25 or I do 50. And I'm like,
50?
50? Like you're out of commission for... days.
50, I would die. I wouldn't make it back. I wouldn't make it back from 50.
We should try it.
I'd probably like jump off the bridge.
We should try it.
Yeah, do it on 420.
I would evaporate and go join the aliens at 50. Yeah, no.
Any summer, like, I don't know what the term is, resolutions? Like, I want to do this summer. I want to be this summer. Something I've always thought about is like being a biker. What? You know? Like riding a bike.
A motorcycle or a bike?
No, a bike. Like a regular bike.
I could see that for you.
I'm thinking about getting an electric bike. Like I've been thinking about it for a long time.
The only thing that I don't like about the bike community, well, there's two things I don't like about the bike scene. The bicyclists. Number one is the fucking clothes that they wear.
Yeah, but you don't have to. That's not what I mean.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm just like saying.
Casually
leisure
riding around the bike in my sweatpants. And
sweatpants is good on a
bike.
My
sweatpant, my flip-flops, riding around on a bike.
Yeah, like, so, all right. Bicycle clothes, no dice. The second thing that's not good is that when you get real hardcore bikers, bicyclists, that start getting mad at people that drive cars.
Yeah, well, I'm like, that. That's not what I'm talking about.
They're, like, brazenly, like, putting themselves, like, in the flow of traffic.
Filipinians?
I think those people are fucking psychopaths.
Yeah.
I think they're fucking psychos.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah, but there's so many trails on Long Island.
Trails just riding down trails by the cool. beach and stuff, you know, like by the water. That long ass trail on Ocean Parkway they did, like doing that a couple of times.
That's going to be nice. I think you would enjoy it.
I need something.
Riding a bike is beautiful. It's a very nice, enjoyable fucking way to get exercise.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, I don't really need anything else, but I need something, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, I got plenty to do all the time, but I'm just saying.
You need something new. You need a little juice.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you need some stuff for fun.
What's that?
Fun?
Yeah. Fun's fun. When it is.
No, I feel like, me personally, I always need to do new shit because I get bored really easy. I always need to do something else.
No, thank you. Running?
Biking is so much better than running because, like, there's, like,
the impact.
Running is pure work. Like, you can cycle on, no pun intended. You could cycle back. You could toggle back and forth between work and just cruising.
Yeah.
And there's value in just cruising on the bike, too.
Totally. But the electric bikes. Has anybody ever ridden an electric bike before?
No, they're a motorcycle. Big.
Yeah. I'm gonna try it. Not that much money either. Relatively.
The one,
like 2 grand?
The Super
Rad
58.
Power. That's the one I'm looking at. Yeah. Like less than 2 grand. Yeah.
With your backpack on?
Yeah. New backpack.
Get your cool new backpack.
Love it. Took about a year.
You love it?
Took about a year to make that decision.
Backpack?
Yeah.
Early birthday gift. I love that.
My new one. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. Summer's here. I feel good. Ready to go.
Crazy. It's already coming up again.
What do you think Kurt's doing right now?
He's got a matching t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Sucking on a churro.
That's something you'll never catch me dead. If you do, I want you to punch me in the face. I give you full permission to punch me in the face.
What?
You ever see me in a matching Disney t-shirt?
With the rest of your family?
Never. That's something that looks like it would be on brand for me. No offense to Kurt and his family if that is what they're in at this current time. And I did say that I probably thought that they were, so that this is offensive. Shoot me in the head.
I'm going to text him right now.
I thought you were going to say, you'll never catch me dead eating a churro. I'm like, churros are fucking delicious.
I absolutely love a churro.
Yeah, churros are good.
Two churros.
Churro, like for a little dip in Nutella? Get crazy?
When we were in Spain, we did like the fancy thick chocolate with the...
Oh, yeah.
Authentic churros.
I'll go to Spain right now. España?
Yeah.
I don't understand why they do that, the lisp. Like, where does that even come from?
Barcelona?
Yeah, like, what is that? What is that?
That brings me to my next thing that I want to do this summer, relearn Spanish.
Wow.
Huepa.
Yeah.
That's no real correlation to the fact that it's summertime, though, you know?
Well, it's just like a thing that I'm working on.
All right.
You've begun?
I use that very loosely. Sometimes before we go to bed, we try to talk in Spanish to each other, which would be hysterical to be a fly on the wall to see us two white ass idiots talking in Spanish to each other.
Like seriously? Wait, like seriously or like jokingly?
Okay. Here's the thing.
How can you be serious?
I have a full bachelor's degree in Espanol.
Did you know that?
No, yeah, I know. I read her resume when we hired her.
Jesse didn't even know. Jesse doesn't know what I did for school.
No, but I mean, like, you can take that seriously? Like, you two trying to speak Spanish before you go to bed?
No, it's funny. But, like, I don't speak. Like, I can understand a lot. But gun to my head, talk, I cannot get the words out. I get so embarrassed.
It's only because you're embarrassed. If you have a degree in it and you studied it, and you were dropped off into a country, it would be 2 to 3 months and you'd be fucking going.
Definitely, but I don't have that practice.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you have all this knowledge.
So you know what you gotta do is you gotta start booking trips to fucking Spanish speaking countries.
Yeah, just quickly hit Madrid again. But when I was there, they looked at me and they were like, this chick is American. And then they would talk to me in English.
Well, Spain is different.
No, hola.
You got to go to Latin America. It's a different vibe.
But what's like with the different languages inside of the Spanish language? That's difficult to me.
What do you mean?
It's not always like the same, right?
No, it's more dialect than it is language.
Yeah. I just got to get the root, like the bones again. You know, the little Duolingo?
Yeah.
I think if you have the opportunity to learn and use another language, I think it's one of the...
I just feel it depreciating from my brain, and I don't like that.
I feel like there's like meetups and shit that you could go to, you know, with people of like the same.
Like in Boston, like the Spanish club?
Yeah, like there's probably like happy hours. Like
hola, ESL. Yo soy Megan.
Como estás usted? Now we can only speak in Spanish.
EFL.
Yeah.
Inversely, my brother-in-law is going to an English class at the fucking library tonight.
Wow. Nice. He should teach me and I could teach him English.
Interesting.
There you go. Get on there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, maybe he could also teach you how to change an oil pan on a fucking 1989 tractor trailer.
He'll teach you a lot of stuff.
Probably.
He's a pirate.
Another thing that's new on. Remember, what did you just say?
Nothing.
Nothing. What were you going to say?
Keep going. Carry on.
Remember the Wordle?
Yeah.
That came and went.
Okay,
quick.
I'm back on it. I'm back on Wordle and all the little mini New York Times games to ease into my morning.
That's cool.
That's cute.
That's cool. Crossword and puzzle.
Yes.
You guys are definitely those kind of people.
I used to do
They're so hard.
All the time, though.
They're so hard.
They say really smart people do crossword puzzles.
Yes.
It's difficult. It is. And you know, it gets harder throughout the week and everything. And you know,
yeah.
It's hard.
They have a mini, though, every day. Like on the New York Times thing, which is good.
Like
but
on the
I
website?
Actually feel like I'm learning.
Like on the website or like an app?
Yeah, it's like the Wordle, and then there's this other game, Connections, and then there's the Mini. It's called the Mini, and every day they have a new Mini crossword.
Well, that's cool.
It's like 5x5 or something. It's cute.
That's cool.
Cute.
Yeah, you gotta use that brain. You know, you gotta exercise it a little.
I'm trying to use the different parts of my brain.
Take it for a walk.
Learn to play a musical instrument. Spanish might be easier.
Yeah, probably.
I think there's a lot of new tools to learn an instrument that make it easy.
Well, that thing that I have back there, the MPC, that's for anybody could use that. All you have to have is just to be able to count in force. Just to be able to like, if you can tap a beat on the on your lap, you can use an MPC.
Yeah, but I mean, like, don't they have like all these kinds of like new like light up pianos that teach you how to do this shit and hooks up to the computer and it's like playing Guitar Hero? Like, I think there's a lot of that now.
Yeah, but I think what most people get into nowadays, like, which is like a step deeper than that, is like what like loop architecture is. Like, you get like you have a thing to where you press the button and it'll give you like a drum beat, right? And the drum beat's going boom, ba da boop, and then you fucking record it, and then that's just looping. And then you go to the next button, and the next button will give you some guitar chords, and then like you can like. Then there's like a few choices and you can make music that way. Like
that so feels like cheating to me though.
It's not. It's not. It's I used to think that until I started getting into it. And it's just another tool for writing. And it's like you can be expressive in different ways. Because like if you
But would you call that an instrument?
Definitely. Definitely. It's a digital instrument, but it's a different like it's like if you write songs, like and let's just say you only know how to play one instrument. It's a vocabulary, you know, like a person will have a vocabulary and they'll have a certain amount of words in their vocabulary. If you play an instrument, It's the same kind of a thing. Like, there's endless amounts of variations of what you could do, but different people are going to have different levels of what they know.
Yeah.
And so, but when you're making songs, as opposed to just, hey, I can play this instrument and I play it really well. Like, it's a very different thing.
Yeah.
So like the digital stuff gives you the ability to like play with colors that you might not have.
It's cool.
It's very cool.
Evolution.
Evolution, baby.
Evolution of the music world.
Everything's evolving. Evolving? Everything's evolving.
I would agree.
I'm here for it. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever's next, whatever's coming.
No other fucking choice. Gotta be.
You know, whatever they want to do, just bring it on.
I was about to say something, but I can't say. Fucking definitely not public information, but I was about to just blab it out.
What?
the Dominican Republic fucking immigration fucking, you know.
Yeah, then maybe stop it.
Yeah.
Oh. Just because this is not being edited by us fully.
It's not?
No.
Oh, we're using Jean Javier?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yep. Good.
Hi, guys, if you're seeing this.
Shout out, guys.
What's up, Mags?
But yeah, what else is happening, man? What else is happening? Fucking, you know, Rolex just released new watches yesterday. I was uninterested in any of the releases, which made me feel kind of relieved.
That's cool.
Okay, that's good.
Good for you. Good. Proud of you.
John, how's the gym been? Back in the gym grind?
It's been nice. It's amazing how, like, you instantly start to feel better. I mean, soreness and shit, but, like, just instant, like, tightness, mentally. You know?
I think the mental sharpness that it provides, like, just, I think, like, your blood's flowing and you just, like, you're sharper.
Yeah, it's going good. You know, it's nice to be back there with Tony and Juan. Who's just like that guy that he's been working out there. Like, I started with Tony, then Tony brought him in. He has not stopped for like 2 years now.
How's he looking?
He looks like a completely different person from when he first started out there. And he's like so strong. It's unbelievable, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to see that like type of a transformation. And nothing crazy, you know? Like, if you knew him from when he first started and you saw him now, like, he doesn't look like crazy, like a... You know, but you could tell he's put the work in, which is cool.
The consistency is a real thing. I think like last year was probably the most consistent year of working out that I've ever had in my life. And I feel like it's a real difference.
You just can't stop.
You can't stop.
If you
ever,
you know, if you vacation's one thing, that's all one thing. But like, if you go too long, multiple weeks or forget it, a month, like it's so hard to start again. It's almost worth it to not stop, you know?
You know what I think that like I had like a mental shift on, like something that like it was like a real moment in time where like the concept of shifting from having to like be on like when you're in the zone and you're working out, like whatever your target is, like, you know, I mean, if you're working out 5 days a week or 6 days a week or whatever, and like you're hitting it hard and you're fucking, and you're pushing it. And like, there's definitely a personality style that lends itself to that's what you think you're supposed to be doing. But I feel like with working out, like there was a moment in time, and I think it had a lot to do with having the shoulder surgery and then meeting Nick the Tooth and having conversations about this. To where, like, go to the gym and just fucking lay there and foam roll. Or, like, just stretch. Or just, like, do one exercise. Walk. Like, even, like, 20-minute walk, incline walks. Like, I've gotten so much better at exercising like that. To where, like, I just check the box. And I was never...
That's what adds up.
I was never a person like that in my whole life. Like, in my whole life, like, I've had a hard time. But I think something about the shoulder surgery and then my conversations with him and his approach to it, it kind of, like, a switch turned. And I feel like it's made a tremendous difference. Tremendous difference.
Yeah. People need different things at different times, too, I think. You know, it's just got to keep listening to yourself on every day. You know, like, that's what some study I was reading about how like all the watches and things, and they're predicting of you being ready to have a good workout that day based off of, you know, your heart rate and whatever that other thing is that they're always talking about. But it's like the study was that basically they had all of those things, but then they also had some system of just, you know, one, I'm ready, two, I'm okay, three, I don't want to do this, and they scored them. And like that was more of a predictive system of like how well the workout was going to be. And then they would like, you know, test them afterwards of muscle growth and all this other shit. And like that was more of a system than the other, you know, the other one, and where there was like science behind it or technology. Yeah. It's like, you know what you have or you don't have when you go in there, and you got to push it a little bit more than what you think you could do. Yeah. I think that's
you usually can always do a little bit more.
Always.
And you did. My thing is the 10-minute rule that that's everyone it. Says, like, if you don't want to do it, so get true. There, go for 10 minutes. And then you can tell yourself you can leave. You're rarely going to leave.
So true.
After 10 minutes.
It's so, that's so you true. Know? You just have to get started, you know, yep. And that's it. It's interesting. It's really cool. That's David Goggins' thing. He's like, when you feel like you're, you know, like when you can't do any more, you're really only at 40% of what you could do.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Gay said, I was editing the podcast today, and Gay said it last week, that, you know, the days that you don't want to do are probably the most important days, because it proves to you that you actually can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Gay just brought in a 350-pound, 6'5" guy to train with us in the danger room.
Nice. Who's going to go up against him?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. He's going to be there tomorrow morning. He's an actor. I think he's on like Law and Order or something like that. And this guy looks like fucking, I'll show you. He looks like.
He could kill me.
I showed you already?
Yeah, show me.
Yeah, no, like, yeah. If he fell on top of you, you would die.
Yeah. You think he's got a giant wiener?
Oh my God.
Definitely has a giant wiener.
Ew. Not bad. Sorry, Max.
That's what, but that shit is like, that is the most motivating shit, you know? Like Rogan and somebody were talking about it the other day. And he's like, that's really all it is. It's just you versus you, you know? Like,
yeah.
You can't let that shitty version of yourself win all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to get up. You know, I want to go back to bed after I go downstairs and turn my alarm off. Yeah, you know, yeah, don't yeah. listen to that person.
But you know what, though? At the same time, like that, like, I guess it's the same thing. It's just all like differing perspectives. Like, I feel as though like I'm pretty dialed in and I've gotten over the hump of like, I no longer have the like, there's no part of me that's afraid of like falling off.
No.
Like now it's more about just staying with it and being okay with it. Not like now, like the work for me, I think right now is more be okay with the fact that it's not always going to be fucking turbo jets and like a 20-minute fucking incline walk on the treadmill is just as good of a workout as, you know, the best workout. Like I'm more like in that place,
but you can't settle into that. Like, you have to challenge yourself.
No, yeah, but I don't think – but I do. And I don't think – I mean, I think jiu-jitsu alone is fucking – covers a substantial amount of the yeah. push yourself quotient. And I stopped using all the trackers, except I have – when I go to, like, the gym, like when I'm doing anything that's non-jiu-jitsu related, I use the Apple Watch and I try to hit that 500 active calories. Like, that's kind of what I use. Somewhere between 350 and 500. And then I feel like, okay, I did a decent job.
Yeah, it's a science experiment.
I think so.
But when you don't want to go and you go, like there's nothing that feels better than that to me.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good feeling. Just getting in the routine is like, that's really so important. It's all life really is. It's just routine. You know, like if you could just have a system, you're good. You know, and but it evolves, like you're saying. It's like, you know, you say like, oh, I don't want to not go back to bed, but who cares? It's just part of your life.
I was just going to say that.
That's what it is. Stop fighting it, embrace it, and then, you know, make figure sure you're doing what you got to do after that.
Figure out what the adjustment is.
That's it.
Yeah, and what makes you feel good.
Little adjustments.
You said this like probably 2 years ago, John, and I like that life for you, just figuring out like how to feel the best you can for the most amount of time.
It is.
And I love that.
It's really
like,
all it is.
You're not a person that gets up at 5 a.m. Like, don't force it because that's not going to make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, like this, Mike hates working out in the morning. I am dragging him to an early yoga class on my birthday because he told me that's the only time he'll try it. But you, don't force it because it's going to be shitty and you're just going to be unhappy the rest
of the day. Yeah, but you got to, and you can't, there's so much noise out there too. You got to like just turn it into what works for you, you know? Yeah. But you got to test it too. Like you got to test it like, you know, and more than just like I went to the gym one morning and I didn't like it, you know? And I think there's value in doing that too. And like for a little while, doing some things that you don't necessarily like, especially in the gym, you know, where it's like, I don't want to run on the treadmill. Fucking do it then, you know, like and see if you can do it. You know?
It's got a lot to do with like who you are, what you do, how you approach the world. I think, you know, people like us, like we're trying to do so many things, trying to be productive in so many categories. So that lends itself to, okay, get a good workout in first thing, set the tone for the day. Whereas like not everybody's doing that. Not everybody is living a life like that. And so that system just works differently.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's.
And some people look forward to it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Which is so like, I would prefer to do it in the morning, but like he's like, that's his de-stress at the end of the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
great too. You know, depending what stage you're living.
Whatever fucking works for you.
End of the day, people are fucking psychotic.
I have been getting down on fucking like a Peloton ride at my house, like at the end of the day. And that has saved me from a couple like fucking, menti bees, as Megan would say.
A quick 20 with the Peloton is nice.
A quick 20 on the Peloton is pretty, you should get a Peloton.
Man,
talk about a bike.
I have space for it.
Peloton.
The thing that I want to insert in the middle of the day is the cold plunge.
Yeah, it's nice too.
Because the energy that gives you for the rest of the day, like I'm trying to find a way to hack that in. Yeah, it's coming, but I feel like I'm not going to use it that much.
No, but he's what do you call it? He's got a whole fucking project. He's hollowing out that he's cleaning out that whole fucking.
We gotta find a pool guy though. We gotta find somebody to clean it. That's going to be the problem.
Or just teach Alexa how to do it.
No.
If we buy all the shit and say this is what you got to do.
Nah.
You and Michael had the same problem. I just ask people, hey, will you do this for me?
No, I'm not afraid to ask her. I just don't think that she's the person to do it, you know?
Well.
Like you're talking about draining out water every week.
It's once a week?
At least.
Yeah?
You know, at least once a week.
I need to hear from the fucking guy that you know.
Yeah, we should bring him in. Actually, I should get him on here. He'd be a good person.
There you go.
He's a Marine.
That would be cool.
Massage therapist.
And then you like the sauna. For your wind down.
Yeah. It's just like I've got to find a way. Really, you know, that whole ideal week thing is a real important thing. Like, you know, evolving that for yourself, like what that looks like and putting those things in there. It's just hard, you know?
Yeah, but
like,
what would be your ideal
work hours if you had the choice?
For me?
Yeah, I'll tell you mine, but your guys aren't going to like them.
7 to 12.
Yeah.
That would be
it. I was going to say like 9 to 3.
Why would we not like that?
Because it cuts out some hours of said work day.
When?
8 to 9 and 3 to 4.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah, but I kind of feel like that's probably what your work day relatively is.
Alrighty.
Like.
No, I wish. But the morning is nice. But you like 7 to 12, like you can't really work out before that, I feel.
I mean, I do now.
I mean, I guess you could if you wake up at...
I think I'm getting there, though. Like, you know, the 6... What I struggle with is like the long times in the gym. I don't like that. You know, like I want to get in there. I want to fucking rip myself in half and then get out of there, you know?
Like 40 minutes?
Yeah, like once it starts going past an hour, I start freaking out.
I like
that. That's a long time.
I like to take my time.
I don't like it.
I like to take my time, for sure.
But you probably stretch and that's important.
I do stretch.
You got to get that heart rate going.
But you know what, though? I think that when you talk about ideal life, and you guys are not going to like what I'm going to say, I bet. But like, if you're making the choice to live an entrepreneurial lifestyle in growth mode, I think you're making a choice for a period of your life, not forever, because obviously if you do it right and you do it good, you'll ultimately earn a substantial amount of more choice than other people will have. But I think that there's like a level of like, if that's what you're choosing, you are choosing to not be able to dial into a routine that's completely exact and fucking, I think so.
I disagree with that. I really disagree because it's like, you know, like, and it's not all or nothing. It's like, here's the things that I know that I need throughout my day to be the best version of myself. And how can I then insert those things in there?
No, I think having a plan is powerful and necessary. But I think being able to adjust and not have it fucking like fuck you up too much is necessary.
No, it can't be that. But there's also like I am extremely aware of when I can do the best things that I need to do. Like I know. And then I know at another point in the day where it's like, no chance, you know, like don't even force it. It's not going to happen. Wait till the next time. And that's it. You only do so many things in a day anyway.
Yeah, it's with anything, like you just said about the Peloton thing, like you show up probably better when you go home for the night. You know, if you could squeeze in that quick 20 minute.
Definitely.
Workout to expend some energy. It's the same exact thing. Like 100%. What are the things that you can build into your day to show up better in the different pockets of your life?
Yeah, but that's true, though. The truth is that, like, you know.
It's never going to be perfect, but that's anything.
The more you do all of these things, the more you understand, like, when they're the best times for you to happen. But also, you know, you can't be a fucking lunatic and be like, I can't do this at this time or this at that time. But, like,
it's not, everything doesn't align.
If the majority of the time you're living inside of that, hey, this is what I think my ideal week is because it makes me happy. I feel good, and I'm also putting out good work, and I'm spending the time with my family and I'm working on myself. That's it. That's the fucking game, you know?
Yeah.
That's the game.
What's it all about?
What's it all about, man?
Don't fucking feeling good.
This is a motivational episode, no?
Being happy all the time. Feeling good, being happy.
Who was talking recently? Somebody was saying like the only real point in life is, who was saying this? It was like, don't die. Oh, that guy, fucking Brian Johnson. He was like, that's it. If you boil it all down, like fucking don't die.
Yeah.
Everything else is just conjecture, opinion, and fucking, you know.
It's true.
So don't die. That's the point of humanity.
It's true.
Avoid death for as long as possible.
Yeah, it's true.
And then I guess if you add as a complimentary piece to that to enjoy your time.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, don't be stressed about not dying. Yeah. That'll kill you too.
Enjoy your time as much as you possibly can. Like, what else is there, you know?
So something I've been getting interested in is volunteering.
Oh.
You know, like for two reasons. A selfish reason of like, I think that anytime you neglect your health for any amount of time, just go spend a couple of days like volunteering in a hospital or something like that. There's people that are in such bad positions because of the neglect of their own health. And it's like, don't do that. Don't let that happen to you. You know, things are going to happen. It is what it is. But like, you got to try to do your best to keep yourself out of that situation. It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Also, seeing things like that, like the gratitude component, this is like so
feels good.
But like, it feels good. But also, like the shit that we take for granted and like the stuff that I get caught up in.
Yeah.
I'm like, not to say that's not valid, because it is in my little box of a world, but like, doesn't really matter.
No.
You know, and like that, it's eye opening.
It's all about poppy sweatsuits.
True that.
You guys know you guys know who Ram Dass is?
Oh, yeah.
No.
So he's got a line that says the most important relationship that you're ever going to have in your life is the relationship that you have with yourself. Like the dialogue, like your internal dialogue with yourself is really the only real thing that, you know what I mean? Like the way you feel about how you're moving through the world is the only thing that you should really be concerned with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it never stops. You're always with yourself.
You're always with yourself. It's the only relationship that you truly, truly can invest and build upon, and I
and
think
control.
We're so motivated by external validation, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we're aware of it or not. So much of what we do, like the thing that Seth Godin says, like people like us do things like this, or people like us don't do things like this. Like it's so much of how we move through this fucking life.
Yeah.
And I think trying to work on that is a thing.
You know, there's a pretty cool dude. Is that not a dude? I feel like I shouldn't call him a dude. Some reason, like an old episode of Rogan popped up, and I got real excited because I thought it was a new one.
Whoa.
But it was that guy, Naval Ravikant.
Oh yeah, he's good.
And like, It was like episode 1600 or something, but I thought, I don't know, my brain for some reason, it was like a new one and I got excited. And then I'm listening to it and I'm realizing that it's an old one and I'm realizing that it's one that I've already listened to.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's intense. A lot of it was about like meditation and how he doesn't believe in the apps and things like that. He's like, you're already setting yourself up for failure when you're using an app to meditate.
I think the apps are a good way in.
He's like, you know, he's like, it doesn't matter. He's like, you're missing the point. Like, you don't need someone to do that. Just sit there and listen to yourself. You know, like, that's it. You're not supposed to not, like, whatever happens, happens. You know, like, you don't need something to ding you back into a mental clarity space. He's like, just listen to what happens. And eventually, if you do it long enough for a long period of time, you'll get there. You know, I thought that was really interesting.
You don't like the apps?
I've tried them, but I do. That kind of like hit me. It's like, you know, the second I feel like I'm doing something wrong, you know, and it's like I've never really heard anybody ever say it like that. You know, like if you're thinking, just let it think. Eventually, you know, it'll clear up. You know, it's what you're there for.
I thought the apps were a good way to get started.
Yeah. Yeah. It's big money in that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, he's killing
in anything.
Hi, I'm Andy.
Now they have like a Netflix.
It always comes back to Andy.
They have like multiple Netflix, the interactive fucking things.
Isn't LeBron like one of the investors in Calm, I think?
I could see that for him.
I don't love LeBron.
I don't love like sports people.
Yeah.
Like I like the games, but the people themselves find it really hard. You know, you guys are billionaires playing a kid's sport. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's so unrelatable. And like the guy's crazy. You know, he's been a multimillionaire since he's like 17 years old. Pop.
The fuck was that? Habit tracker.
Apparently Megan's
apparently that is my habit tracker.
Megan's a LeBron fan. She's like, I will not have this fucking have this.
Don't talk bad about the king.
No, he's obsessed with LeBron James.
Is he?
He's a sports.
I mean, like, he's a fucking God-given, once-in-a-lifetime talent. I mean, there's nothing to argue about there. I just have a hard time with, like, this guy started playing basketball and he was 17 years old, and he's worth fucking $1 billion, and he's out there, like, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, fucking political policy and stuff.
Justice warrior.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard.
Have you noticed that this microphone is, like, slowly going down the whole entire time we've been sitting
here? I saw that the whole time.
Freaking me out.
I have not noticed that.
I thought it was the weed water kicking in.
Hmm. All right. What's everyone up to tonight?
Soccer practice.
Going over to the old nursing home.
How's your mom doing?
She's getting better. I think she's, you know, hopefully on the mend.
We're seeing the horizon.
Got a big wedding coming up. That's all that matters. Is can we get to the wedding? It's a nice little end game.
Right.
That's the one for your cousin?
Yeah, that's the one where I was like, yeah, I got nothing going on that day.
Which one's that?
That's what I was saying about when we booked that thing on Friday. That's what I have.
I felt like the fucking blood in your shit fucking like through that message.
Well, I didn't tell you, but I just telling Megan that like I also knew that we took the thing that says like no, you can't change it.
Yeah, completely not refundable, not because that was the cheapest one.
Right. So I called them up on Friday and you know, I'm talking to somewhere in fucking, you know, the Far East.
Did you get what do you do?
No. So I call them up on Friday and they're like, you know, and I'm like playing it cool. Meanwhile, in the back of my head, I know that we have the fucking non-refundable, non-changeable one. And I'm like, yeah, you know, just a mistake. And I was like, I was blaming Megan. I was like, fucking, you know, she got it wrong. You know, don't make me fire her, you know, you know, just try to play it up, whatever. And the guy's like, yeah, sorry, nothing we could do. You're locked in. And he's like, I'll leave a number. But then it kind of like triggered in my mind that this guy doesn't really work at the hotel. He's in like a call center somewhere. He's like, I'll leave you. I was like, can I speak to a manager? They're like, yeah, they don't really call back, but I'll try. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Nothing.
Great start.
I know. So, and then the woman called me on Monday and she's like, oh, we're happy to accommodate you in any way we can. Would you like to stay an extra day maybe? It's crazy.
Perfect. Long Beach. It's going to be a movie.
It's gonna be a movie.
Okay, you guys, that was a good one.
Yeah, we did it.
Thanks for listening, everyone.